And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season, and we are joined on the phone lines talking West Holt Husky football today as Steve Neptune, coach of the Huskies, joins us. Steve, thanks, and looking forward to watching the Huskies in action as you get a big one right out of the gate in number one Burwell.
Yeah, you know, we seem to get those guys every year first, and I don't know if that's a good or a bad omen, but I think if you want to catch them, you want to try to do it the first game.
Well, it certainly gives you kind of a measuring point on things that that you'll be doing well and maybe things that you'll need to work on, as they'll probably be able to expose your weaknesses. But if you find some things that work against a team like that, it's certainly something you can build on. And, boy, it's going to be fun to watch the Huskies this year. Good nucleus of players returning, especially at those skill positions, and two all-district caliber players, and Keem Brown at the quarterback spot and Cade McCart at the running back spot. And, of course, they both flip over and play the other side of the ball too. So I'm sure you'd be leaning on those two for some leadership.
Yeah, especially, Cade. And he's looked really well. He looked really good in track. Seemed to pick up his, got a little faster as the track season went on. And so we're really going to, do what we can to get him the ball in open space and also in the running game. And then we're kind of moving Jakeem around this year. We're going to put him back out at slot receiver and okay. A little bit more running back where, we can get him also some touches out in space. And then we got, Mason Mitchell back at wide receiver. He's another kid that can run and, he's a deep threat guy that can catch a football. So, we got some good skilled people. We're kind of excited for it, and now if we can get our line to go along with them, it should be at least a good offense that can go up against anybody.
Well, moving Jakeem back out kind of to the outside where he had been before last year. He kind of got pressed into quarterback duties a year ago after a summer injury to be a projected starting quarterback. So with Jakeem moving back out there to become kind of a skilled player outside and a threat to the perimeter, let's talk about the quarterback spot and who you project's going to slide in there this year.
Well, we're looking at two kids, a sophomore kid, Ian Latch, and then our freshman, Lincoln Conrad. And, they both kind of went back and forth so far for 2 weeks. And we haven't made a decision yet on how we're going to lean or how we're going to go. Probably won't do that till probably Thursday of our pregame prep. So, they've just been battling back and forth. One probably runs the ball a little better than the other, and the other one throws it a little bit better. So, not saying we couldn't use both of them in a game, but we do have some options, and we just need one of them to kind of take the reins and take control of the offense. And until that, we'll just have to wait and see who next couple days of practice and see who jumps up and tries to take that role on.
Well, must have enough confidence level in both those young men that you feel like you can move Jakeem back out to become that threat on that the defenses will have to worry about, as opposed to him having to line up behind center and figure out ways to make plays from there. So whether regardless of which of the two comes out of there, it certainly gives the offense a different dynamic.
Right, and we last year we felt like we were almost too one-dimensional with Jakeem in the backfield and kind of predictable in what we're going to do every play. So, moving him back out, we can do a lot of different things with him and then do some different things for our quarterback as far as throwing and running with them. And so hopefully we're trying to create a three- or four-head monster that you have to defend every play.
Well, it'll start as well with the play of the line, and you lost a couple of veterans from last year's squad there. Let's talk about how line play is shaping up and who you expect to kind of come in and fill roles there.
Well, we'll have probably right now have Luke Olson at center and Grady Smith at our strong guard and Nate Wallinger as our weak guard. We're kind of taking Nate from a tight end spot, moving him down inside. And our other tight end, not quite sure yet. We got a junior and a sophomore, two juniors and actually three juniors going to be battling for that spot. So all three of them have looked fairly good at some of the things they can do. So, I'm kind of proud of, or our offensive line hasn't looked too bad. so far in camp, but you never can tell until you really go against somebody else's first team and see how we handle it. And of course, that first team we face will be a tough challenge for them. But I like their grit. They get after it. They don't quit till the whistle blows, which is what I've been trying to preach to them for 2 weeks. And so I like to see what they'll be able to do here in another week.
Well, all three of those linemen do have a little bit of varsity experience coming back, so at least, you know, not starting from scratch there by any means. Now on the defensive side of the ball, you know, you mixed in some younger players last year, especially kind of in the defensive backfield, that linebacking core when you had some injuries and things that you were dealing with. Got to see some young kids. Talk about how some of the defensive spots are spilling in, and for West Holt fans who follow the team, some of the new faces that they'll be looking at that might surprise them this year.
Yeah, we also we'll have Ian Latch and Nate Wallinger back at outside linebacker, and we're moving the McCart Cade to the Mike linebacker spot, and then Jakeen back at free safety, and then our two corners we're not sure yet. We got a feeling that we probably will start one freshman and right now one junior. So, and then at our D line spot, it could be a number of four kids that could get play there, with Isaac Pistolka and either Grady or Luke Olson getting a start there. So so we do think we're a little faster on defense. I'd like to see us be a little bit more physical on defense, but we are a little bit faster. And it'll be interesting. When you got some power teams coming up that's going to try to run right at you, it'll be interesting how we hold up.
Well, depth-wise, Steve, how was it? Obviously at the eight-man game, one or two critical injuries can kind of derail things before they get started. But how are you looking depth-wise with numbers this year?
We're going to have, 32 out.
Oh.
20 of those 32 be freshmen and sophomore.
Oh, wow.
If you look at our depth chart, you take a senior running back out, you're probably going to have a freshman running back in. Or a wide receiver to kind of the same way. So, offensive line. So, we can sprinkle in a couple of juniors as backups, but if not, it's a sophomore or a freshman. So, and they're a talented bunch. They still got some growing pains and to go through, and they're figuring out the varsity is a little bit different than junior high. But I think we can get a good full JV season with them and some experience here on the varsity level. Our future looks pretty good.
Yeah, certainly with those kind of numbers bodes well for the future of the program with those young kids. So, as I mentioned, opened up the season with Burwell on the road on Friday and then a home matchup against a solid Lutheran High Northeast team and then a road trip to Hardington, Newcastle before you open the district schedule. And, in the district, Neely Oakdale, the preseason top five and returns some talent, including a quarterback from last year's team that made a good playoff run. But, boy, other than that, fairly wide open, it seems like, in the district this year.
Yeah, I've heard some good things, coming from Ainsworth and some of the camps they attended. And then, Neely's returning some good skill guys. And Summerlin's big. Going to be big and physical with the new coach, and they're going to have probably a different attitude. And North Central, I think's had a good summer, and so it's going to be an interesting battle. I don't know if you can necessarily go out and say one team is going to win it or predicted to be the first team or whatever. But so it's going to make every game in the district very important, and no matter who's playing, whether it's us and Ainsworth or Ainsworth and Neely or whoever, I think it's going to be an interesting race.
Well, we look forward to following the Huskies throughout the season. Believe our first game with West Holt on KBRB will be the September 3rd matchup against Lutheran High Northeast. So, Steve, look forward to following the Huskies throughout the year, and we'll be in contact. So good luck, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. I appreciate you having me on.